Brian and Tricia rolling through your Friday morning. So, you know, we have an open floor office plan.
Uh-huh.
We don't really have cubicles, but we just have desks, and they have a very short little, I don't know, about 8-inch tall little
divider.
But you can clearly see everyone in the room at any given time, and
yes,
it allows for more collaboration, especially when we're working on a big project together,
yeah,
or, you know, two or three people are kind of helping put a script together for a commercial. And sometimes it's just because we have silly conversations.
A lot of times, yeah.
And that's how we find out the most personal information about each other. Stories about things that happen in home, you know, things with kids and dogs and whatever.
Yeah.
So yesterday, and I don't even know how it came up, I walked in mid-conversation. Jennifer Myers, one of our salespeople, was complaining about a series of movies that, from what I could pick up on, she felt as though they were a little beneath her husband. And he
loves them.
Yeah, he's a huge fan of them. But they're geared more for the young adult or the younger child.
Uh-huh.
But this is such a beloved book series.
She just doesn't understand it.
Right, because
it's not her thing.
Right,
yeah.
And you're totally allowed to not get it. Not everybody likes Star Wars.
Yeah.
Not everybody likes Star Trek. But there's a beloved book series that was written initially for kids, but I like it. My
uh-huh.
wife likes it. Our kids like it. And it became one of the best-selling, you know, kids books, young adult book series in history, and spawned a great series of movies. And then there's these offshoot movies and these things that are still coming out. And it's all about Harry Potter.
Right.
And she just doesn't, and it's not like by any means that her husband is obsessed.
No.
He just likes the movies.
He enjoys them. And she's like, I don't understand why you like them.
It's just kids.
I don't get it.
There's magic.
You know?
I don't get it at
yeah.
all. And she said, I just don't understand what the big deal is with Larry Potter.
And at that moment,
everybody,
we all
flipped
our heads around. And we were like, what? And then everybody just lost it. And poor Jennifer, she's like,
she
what?
Knew immediately she
she's
had said
like,
it wrong.
I didn't mean that. I was confusing it between Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings. And we
and
were
like,
okay,
there's
just
nobody
stop.
Named Larry in Lord of the Rings. You know, there's Frodo.
The elf from Lord of the Rings. I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. But it was so funny. And
she was embarrassed.
She was.
And then, of course, none of us would let it go.
No, yeah. It was. So, and then she's trying to defend it. And it just made it funnier. And
then
so,
I started saying it sounded like a plumbing company. Hey, I'm Larry Potter for Larry Potter Plumbing.
Yeah.
I'm his cousin, Harry and Larry.
Oh, we like to have fun.
We only pick on the ones we love.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, poor Jennifer.
Jennifer, good morning.
Larry Potter. I like them books.